Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've been broadcasting through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And much thanks to them, and much thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this snowy Tuesday.
Oh, much appreciated that. And thanks to our guy, our executive producer. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
Where are the Bears positioned in the expected quarterback carousel? They're going to be big players in it. They know they have to.
Okay, maybe. Our thanks to Ray. Ray Diaz, you are the wind beneath our sails.
I would trade so much for a guy like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I would too. And I believe we had Adam Stasinski today helping us. Studs, looking forward to dealing with you tomorrow, buddy. God bless you.
Collaboration.
That's what it's all about. And now we get a chance to talk to Layla Rahimi and Dan Bernstein.
Hey, Dan and Layla.
Morning. What's happening?
Oh, don't start with me. You know what's going on.
That was really interesting to hear Florio discussing quarterbacks in the same way of it's like James Harden or somebody else, you know, understanding that they may hold sway that, say, the backup left guard may not and may behave accordingly. Now, I'm for it. I'm with it. It's fun for us.
Well, for teams that need them, yeah. If you had guys that wanted out, you'd be a little bit bummed. If you're Houston, come on. How do you let that guy leave?
They let a bunch of people leave. They've ruined the careers of, or at least wasted the careers of several prolific players there. Andre Johnson, pretty much doing that with J.J. Watt. This shouldn't be a surprise.
I just think it's different with quarterbacks because you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And I listen, they've let too many good players go. And Bill O'Brien, we don't even need to mention his name because – as a head coach, he was one of the worst general managers ever, and there's no way around that. And I don't know.
And we'll find out, too, how much he might be willing or likely to do that, to pull a power play to force a trade depending on who they hire. You know, or if he has an influence and impact on who they hire. If they go outside the boxes, as maybe Florio suggested, and they don't acknowledge – what's going on here, then he's as good as gone. You could see that happening, and it's going to be a high price for teams to pay, but there's teams out there like the Jets who have the draft pick, you know, capital to be able to make that deal.
As long as Jack Easterby is there, we know that that's the power dynamic. I mean, really, and I think John McClain wrote this too, that what's not being said is that Deshaun Watson knows as long as Cal McNair is essentially allowing this weaselly weirdo to whisper in his ear and run the team, because no one has any idea really who he is, what he does, how he's done it, other than just try to accrue and maintain power and influence over people. It sounds like it's Easterby or Watson, regardless of how the hire goes down. Of as long as that guy is there fouling up the works, they know that nothing good is going to happen for the Texans. I think that's it's not said openly, but that's sort of the tacit showdown here.
It's also quite amusing. It's power and influence over a really non-influential team. Like, that's what makes this so fascinating to me. I guess you have to start somewhere if you're going to try to take over things. Very House of Cards type of plot line here, but it's just ridiculous. Like, they do a great job drafting in the first round. Sure, we've seen it. But is it worth all of this? That's why I don't mind what Deshaun Watson is doing at all. Air that dirty laundry. Let us know how bad it is. See if you can get yourself a better opportunity.
I wonder if they feel like they're better people after interviewing Josh McCown. He has that effect, you know.
I bet you they virtually hugged, you know, as much as they could. You know, he makes you want to hug him, right? That was the Jay Cutler. If he could make Jay Cutler happy,
yeah,
he's capable of anything.
Yeah, what's the Jay Cutler story that keeps trying to force its way into my timeline? Like, I've really gone out of my way to avoid all that stuff and the relationship stuff and the stupid, because it's just, all of it's just so useless and vapid. And now there's some other drama with some other television personality who I've never heard of.
That doesn't appeal to you?
Oh, it's just the worst. I mean, you talk about heat loss on your human existence that just drains away. Like, the fact that there are people who are interested in some of that stuff, it amazes me.
Dan, there's a lot of useless and vapid out there, okay, for everybody in a lot of different things. I mean, that's a lot of people major in useless and vapid.
But that's the distillation of it. I understand a good distraction every now and then, or binge watching a show that somebody creative actually took the time to write to entertain you. But to choose to spend any time in the lives of people who are just, who don't care about anything, who have no real ambition or direction or knowledge of anything, like, it just, all it does is just like hasten your intellectual demise.
Boy, so where
do you want me to start explaining this?
Apparently you've spent some time with this.
Good luck, Layla.
Well, first of all, what did you think was going to happen when the dude married a reality show star? It's not like Kristen Cavallari just took this up. This has been her career since she was 16. Mm-hmm. You realize that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, 16, she was on that hustle, making money for doing nothing, which I don't think is the worst idea in the world if you can somehow do that. I'm not good at it. I had to have skills of some sort, and those are debatable. But apparently, there's some issue with, like, a TV show, Southern Charm, that's based in, like, Charleston, and there's some sort of drama there. But there was nothing more disturbing than seeing he and KCav take a picture together and post it on the internet for all of us to freak out the other day.
Why was that disturbing?
They're
getting together for the kids, right? So for the kids' sake.
The kids are smarter than that.
Yeah.
How about vaccinating them for their sake? How about that? Why don't you start there? Why don't you start with actually allowing them to ward off preventable diseases?
What do you think
And furthermore, you know how everybody says, oh, well, these two fought a lot and whatnot. That means they still care. Okay? Cuddy's the master of indifference, right? So once you know he doesn't care anymore, then he really doesn't care. But they actually fought, which means there's something they still care about amongst each other.
You know way too much about this.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I also know more about human nature and failed relationships.
But I was going to say, that doesn't sound like great relationship advice. Well, fight more.
It's not advice. It's just observation.
It's all a ploy. They did it because they wanted you to watch the show, right? What was the name of the show? Very Cavallari, starring Jay Cutler.
Don't act like you didn't watch it.
I did for the first season.
Of course you did.
You watched the whole season?
Don't you remember?
You watched the whole season?
Well, I don't know if I watched the whole season. I think I probably checked out after a few episodes. But that was part of the thing. That was part of, like, you wanted to see the conflict. And with Jay Cutler, conflict is inherent in everything he does.
No, meanwhile, as that's going on, apparently there's going to be either a series or a TV movie based on one of the original reality couples of the modern era, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Did you see this?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, they're gonna do a whole. I don't know if it's a movie or if it's a series based on that, which was like the one of the. Or I mean, I guess we can go back to Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe with some of this stuff, or maybe even further. But that was one of these first with like the leaked sex tape. They had the first of the leaked sex tapes that preceded like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton and the others. And that was they sort of gave you the playbook for how to do the public relationship as reality television thing. Yeah, I mean, but some of the details are pretty disgusting when you really look at his life, and he beat her up and went to jail and all of that. So it was they kind of had it up to 11.
I find it fascinating how Jay Cutler has become this guy that a lot of Chicago likes. I mean, he's very likable in his post NFL career, much more so than he was when he was yelling at offensive coordinators and being sort of that guy in the locker room that had the reputation that he had earned.
Yeah, when you have low expectations, you're happier usually when somebody's not playing football.
Did you say likable?
Yeah, likable. Likable. Jay Cutler's more likable now than ever. Ever.
I wouldn't know.
Because he's not doing a job. Nobody needs anything from him right now. They just need him to be snarky every now and then, which is his forte.
Not Matt Forte.
What happened to his television career? I was sitting there watching Greg Olson announce that he's retired and is joining the TV crew, and he's going to be doing games for Fox. And I thought, what happened to Jay? Didn't they have some kind of a deal in place where he was going to pretend to be Tony Romo at some point, like a very bored and kind of a French Tony Romo? They've run another play.
Disinterested.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, insouciant, right? Just sort of.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? He flicks an ash off his cigarette and just kind of. The outcome isn't important.
Then the Dolphins called. Then he went back and played for the Dolphins.
But they didn't let him back in the studio because
he didn't get back in. He probably missed a meeting, was late. Who knows?
Okay. The,
a variety of ways that Jay Cutler could disappoint people back in those days, but. I don't know. That was he maybe hasn't ruled out television. He certainly maybe had to take care of his reality TV career first.
I think Olsen will do a good job.
Smoking Jay Cutler costumes for Halloween were always my favorite. That's one of the biggest things I missed about Halloween this year. Nobody was smoking Jay Cutler. It's the best costume.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Halloween, just everyone masked up and you leave your candy at the curb and hope no one steals. Like, really? That was Halloween? I don't know.
Well, there were some contraptions that people built with, like, PVC pipe and stuff to distribute candy to the kids.
Who went that far?
Those are cool.
I know.
Dan, you said you think Greg Olson will be pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he will be, too. I wonder how crowded it's going to get, though, in the ex-player sort of, you wonder where these guys are going to land. You got Drew Brees. There's talk of Philip Rivers now getting in the mix somehow. You got Olsen with Fox. How many recently retired guys are going to, you know, find space in studios or booths?
With Jonathan Vilma and Greg Jennings and any number of guys who were on our televisions, if the Bears were going to be the C or the D game, we get a lot of the up-and-comers who are sort of working their way in. But, yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches, especially with this generation of players that has, in large part just been a lot more comfortable with microphones, or maybe a little more polished early on if they're doing their own sort of their own social media, their own videos with YouTube channels. There are a lot of people that are a little more practiced than they used to be.
I saw that you're going to talk to the great George Offman. What else have you today?
Well, we got some Bulls talk to start. I think it's very interesting where we are with the Bulls as far as what they've done to our expectations and what now is kind of okay and not okay, and how the lens through which we view them and criticize them. I think they've changed the conversation in that regard, and that's good, even though the play of late has not been. Mark Lazarus checks in with some Blackhawks stuff at 10, and then indeed George Offman, who is debuting a brand new long-form podcast, Tell Me a Story I Don't Know. He's going to tell us all about that new venture at 10:20. We've got the Midday Midway. We've got Jared Collier from the Tribune talking Bulls at 11, and a lot more.
Okay.
Have a good show.
See you guys.
Thank you very much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.